Welcome to the Agreeable Brains podcast, episode 15.
No.
Damn. All right, let's start over. 16. I knew I was going to get that wrong. Welcome to the Agreeable Brains podcast, episode 16. My name is Scott.
And my name is Chad. And this is the show where two guys you don't know talk about stuff that you don't care about.
This is not two guys talk about two things, because then it would be a short show. Like if we were had some synchronicity in our...
Two guys you don't know talk about two things you don't care about. We could probably do
Dude, the way we talk,
hour show on two things.
The way we talk, we could probably do a three-hour show.
I mean, we do
show.
2 hour show on nothing.
That's
so.
True. We do a lot of nothing on something.
Well, my week is all thrown off.
Was it? Oh, yeah.
Because we're recording a day late.
We're starting a day late. I know, totally threw
It's all
you off.
Weird.
It is weird, and it feels dirty.
I don't know if it
feels like I'm cheating on my podcast.
I don't know if I feel that. It's just, you know, normally I go to work and then I make it through the day because I have the podcast to look forward to. Then I come home and then we do the podcast and then I spend my first day off doing the edits.
Right.
And I didn't do jack today.
Your whole week's going to suffer from it. You'll be at work and be like, what the hell? This feels like something I've got to do.
I guess I'll do it tomorrow. But then that tomorrow is usually when I do my writing.
It'll never come.
Ugh. I might just stay up and do this tonight. That way it's done. I don't know.
Brave or not, I got to get up 6 o'clock in the morning and take the kids to school.
Well, luckily my wife didn't work tonight, so she can do that. I'll just sleep in. So, do you want to tell everyone why we're recording the day
late?
Yeah,
I had to go. I finally did something over the weekend and week I can talk about. I had to go to a wedding on my wife's side of the family, and my wife goes to Kansas City or her parents' house a lot on the weekends and gives me some alone time away from the kids and stuff and time to do the podcast and junk. But she called in the marker and made me go to Kansas City and to a wedding, which it was a fine weekend. It was a 3-day deal. The wedding wasn't, but I mean, we went up early so we could see family and friends and stuff. And, but I did go to this wedding and I don't hurt anybody's feelings. It was a beautiful wedding, a beautiful ceremony, but it was a fucking hipster wedding.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, well, it was fun. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, but I knew immediately it was a hipster wedding when they didn't have anybody that was dressed. It wasn't in a church. It was in a stable, a horse's stable.
Like used to be a horse's stable,
a horse's stable? It used to be a horse's stable, but like a really fancy horse's stable. I mean, like someone.
Like just, a racing horse, like a Kentucky.
Like
derby.
Arabian horses, like. $1 billion horses, you know, like really nice. And then I guess the story behind it is there's a house and stuff with it. But the story behind it is that it was a mansion and whatever. And these people lost all their money and they lost the place and went into foreclosure, or whatever. And the county bought it and turned it into an events building. So you can rent this big, like huge mansion type house and a cabin by the lake and the stables for $8,400 for 4 days. And so they did that and they had the wedding there and then they had the wedding party there and all that stuff. So it was pretty cool. But the wedding was in a stable. I was like, this is unusual. I need to keep an eye on this. Something is developing. And then there was no preacher types running around. You know, there was like no shamans, I didn't see any weird robes or, you know,
rabbis.
Yeah, rabbis. I didn't see any Orthodox Jews.
Rabbi.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay. I meant the dudes with like the curly things.
Yeah, that's
aren't they different sects inside their deal?
Sex.
With a CT, not an X. Sex.
Yeah, but they'd still be a rabbi if okay. It's Jewish.
I guess I'm I don't know.
I don't think
know. I don't
I'm
know
not
what
Jewish.
I'm talking about.
I don't know.
But so I didn't notice there was no visibly like guy walking around with a Bible. You know, there was nothing. So I said, that's unusual too. Check mark number two. And then behind where the people were going to be standing in the stable with no preacher was a quilt. And the quilt had the quote, all you need is love, Beatles quote. So I was like, yeah, there's definitely something cooking here. And I think I know what it is. I can smell it in the air. It wasn't the smell of horse dung. That was emanating from the brick floor. It was, and then the little ones come marching down the aisle. You know, every wedding's got the little kids. Oh, and they didn't play the wedding march. They played some song I didn't recognize, but
Is it the Imperial March?
no. That would have been awesome. But so the little kids come down, they're all dressed up like Doctor Who. But I mean, not really like Doctor Who. They weren't like trying to look like Doctor Who, but they were little kids with white shirts, suspenders and bow ties, and they all had like newsy hats on. So they were more like turn of the century, you know, like Gangs of New York dress kind of kids, which were very cute. These little boys and girls were adorable. And I knew immediately, hipsters. And, you know, so I got out my knife because I knew I could be attacked. No, I'm just teasing. But fucking hipsters, you never
I
know.
think you confused hipsters with zombies.
Well, I knew I could be attacked intellectually by a hipster, but I knew I wasn't too worried physically.
They would only attack you ironically.
Yeah, exactly. That's more what I'm going for. They were taking it ironically. So, you know, I was like, oh, I looked at my wife, said, this is a hipster wedding. But it all went off without like any other major clues, like, you know, no big thing. And it was a normal wedding after that. And the bride looked beautiful and the groom looked like a normal groom. Oh, except for they were all wearing tuxes with Converse hot Chucks,
Yeah.
Chuck Taylors. And so I was like, yeah, hipster wedding.
That's what I
And
wear.
yeah, but you know, you do it for a whole different reason.
No, I mean, that's what I wear to work.
You've worn constantly. You've worn Chucks since I'm, you know,
Yeah.
since you figured out you thought they were cool
I just
20
like
years ago
them.
or so.
But so at work, our dress code is we have to have all black shoes. So I bought a completely 100% black pair of Converse.
Yeah, those are cool. Those are actually pretty cool looking. But so I'm at this wedding and you know, we're having a good time, we're getting ready to eat, gorgeous food, you know, beautiful place. There was nothing that was really stood out anymore. It's like actually, so it wasn't like a super hipster wedding, but they were definitely hipsters. So then my kids are out dancing on the dance floor, right? And I just see both of them just dart off. Phew! And I'm like, where are they going? And you know, and I'm trying to keep an eye on them. And they come back. Frankie has what would you call this, Chad? What, you know, the old French Victorian mask deal when they had the parties? Is there a name
It's
for
a
that?
mask. Yeah, it's just a
Okay. It's like
mask.
a mask on a stick, but instead of mask,
It's like a
it's
masquerade ball type of
yeah, it's a
mask.
masquerade ball type mask where the fancy ladies would hold a stick and you know, and the mask would be on the stick so it wasn't on their face. But they had the big thick, what would you call these? Ray-Ban glasses?
No, Ray-Bans are like
I know,
sunglasses.
but like the Ray-Ban frames or whatever for
I guess they're kind of,
real thick, real nerdy.
they're like, yeah, hipster glasses.
They're hipster glasses. Everybody should know what that looks like. Oversized, but they're instead
If they
of
had tape in the middle, they'd be nerd
that's
glasses.
true. But they were cut out on a stick and out of glitter paper, and they had a bow tie and a handlebar mustache all on sticks. That all my kids come running over with all three of them trying to hold them in their hands.
Yeah, how do
You're
you
only
hold?
supposed to grab one,
Oh, I gotcha.
and my kids grabbed all three and was like, "Look at me!" And so I thought it was pretty funny, pretty cute.
I like the glasses.
You look kind of stupid holding them like this.
Well, yeah, it's more of a lady.
You shouldn't go to the work like this. No one will respect
You should just walk around town with that. Just carry it with you. Don't wear it. But then when you go up to like check out,
Just start
just
talking to
put it
people.
on.
Let me see. I need my glasses. So, but no, it was a very good wedding. But oh, and the music they played was profoundly hipster music.
Like
It was
what?
like music that had like been cool originally and then had gone out of fashion and then come back to cool and then gone out of fashion has now been resurrected again. You know what I mean? It's just like a whole lot of effort to like this music. I mean, unless it was unless that music affected you as a child. None of these people were our age. They were young, in their 20s, just out of college. So Vanilla Ice was not like their childhood, like
Yeah.
they were for us. You know, so when we hear that song, we're like, oh, Vanilla Ice. You know, we were the originals to like it. And then it went out of fashion, and then someone else picked it up, and then it went out of fashion again. And now the hipsters are reclaiming stuff like that. And they
Well,
had Vanilla Ice. They had just a lot of stuff that was from our childhood, which also made me feel very old because, you know, it's back to being cool again, at least with this group.
thought hipsters only listened to bands that no one else has heard of.
Well, they do that and they listen to stuff. See, they don't like Vanilla Ice. They listen to it ironically. See, it's not like they love Vanilla Ice. They just, you know, it's the cool thing to do, I guess. So my kids had a good time. They were dancing machines. There's an awesome video on my Facebook page of my boys dancing. They ruled the dance floor for a while and had everybody in stitches. And David and Frank are developing quite the interesting dance moves. So that's what I did this weekend. Family
Awesome.
fun.
Sounds like a good
And
time.
that's why we were late.
So apologies to all two of our listeners.
Yeah. And any new 1.5 listeners we picked up from Stitchers.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that last week because we had a guest
Yeah.
and we kind of forgot. We threw it in at the very end, but maybe we should talk about it.
Didn't we mention it on the show before that? Or
No,
did we,
that was the
had we
first week.
not?
That
Okay.
was the first week and we were saving it to mention it, and then we didn't mention it. I mean, we did it, but we did
Well,
it in passing.
I guess if anyone is listening to this on Stitcher, they already know that it's on
That's true. It's
Stitcher. And
already on Stitcher, but
if they're not listening to this on Stitcher, then they already know how
well,
to
maybe
get
we
it.
Stitcher is a program. It's an online internet radio company, and they pick up podcasts and radio, different radio stations and stuff. You can listen to them on your mobile device, and they're like available for everything, every kind of internet-enabled device you can think of, including, which I was surprised by this, internet-enabled radio, or internet-enabled TVs.
Like Sirius and stuff like
Well,
that.
there's some system called Sonos system. I'm not sure what it is, but Sonos was all in caps, and it said Sonos Internet Capable Radios. So I'm thinking it has something to do, it's fancy car radio or something that's, probably got people watching Netflix while they're driving and dying and stuff,
That sounds horrible.
So it's pretty cool for us that we got picked up by this big company, and we're not making any money or anything off of it, obviously. We're
No,
not doing
no.
this professionally,
No.
but we are doing it for fun, and hopefully we can get a bigger audience is what I'm hoping out of it.
Yeah. But if you're already downloading this via iTunes, you should continue to do
Yeah,
so.
just continue to do it via iTunes because you're cooler than everybody else.
Because iTunes is the coolest.
I hate iTunes.
Shh.
I hate iTunes. And everybody in my family now hates iTunes because I bought everybody iPods for like Christmases. And my wife never did really mess with, she would download stuff that would come to her on her device, and now she's wanting to get all her music on. It literally took a couple of years where she's like, oh, I want music on my iPod. So she's been buying music and getting music and converting music and all that stuff, and it never puts it right on her iPod. And I'm like, I don't want to mess with it. I hate it. And it's so entirely frustrating.
I've never had any trouble with it.
I know. That's why
Are
I've said,
you
go ask Chad.
syncing it?
Yes. And
I
it
don't
never
know.
syncs
That's
anything
weird.
right. It is really weird. I don't know. I hate
You can
it.
also set it to do it
We're
manually.
still not talking about Stitcher. We
Well,
just went away from Stitcher.
there's really not much to say. I
Yeah, there
don't
really isn't, but
know. If people are already getting it via iTunes, it's probably better for us because every download bumps us closer to the top of the
oh,
list.
that's true. And we need to start whoring ourselves out a little bit more on like Facebook and stuff like that to really try to get our
I don't know if I have any additional whore in me at all.
Dude,
I feel whored out already.
I know you have like a huge whore in you that you're just not even using.
Don't know. I'll dig deep and see if I can find some more whore in there, but I just feel like I'm out of whored out.
I'm so much bigger of a whore than you. You can
Well,
match my
yeah,
whoredom.
everyone knows that.
You can match my whoredom.
That's a lofty goal, sir.
So what'd you do this weekend? Or this week,
Man,
I
I didn't
guess.
really do a whole lot. Yesterday was kind of crazy at work, like I said. We're starting to ramp up for the holidays, so we're doing like job fairs and stuff. So I spent most of my day interviewing people.
Yeah,
So
and if I wasn't out of town, I probably should have come to the job fair because I saw someone say it on Facebook that there's a job fair this
yeah,
weekend.
we have like five more scheduled, so there's plenty of time.
Not that I actually want a job,
Well, I said it's seasonal, man. So
that's
there's total
true.
out.
Pay for Christmas and get done and then out.
Yeah.
See any movies or TV shows or anything? There's stuff getting ready to start. The big TV season's getting ready to start end of this month. Stuff starting Terra Nova.
Yeah, I'll probably check
Playboy
that one out.
Club,
I don't know about
Pan Am.
that.
You know me, I'm into that 50s stuff and
Yeah,
those.
but did you already watch Mad Men?
Yeah, but I want to see more. And I just watched Mad Men on Netflix again, all like 50
Yeah.
episodes.
Yeah, the Terra Nova looks kind of cool. I like the idea of it. Well,
Yeah,
I don't
whether or
know
not
what
it's
they're going to do with
executed
it.
well or not, it's
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg, so it's got a good chance.
Reminds me a little bit of Earth 2,
Yeah, a lot like Earth 2.
even though it's still Earth 1.
Yeah. Seems like there's another sci-fi show, something that's starting on BBC, but maybe it already did. I don't know. But So it is the big TV season. Something will
Yeah.
stand out. There's a bunch of new comedy shows.
Oh yeah, watched okay, it's the comedy and it's got Christina Applegate in it
Yeah, watch that one. Up
and
All Night.
yeah, Up All Night.
It was all right.
I
I
liked
thought it
it.
was forced. And it was almost like seeing a comedian do somebody else's act. Like I'd seen it before.
Like how so?
Like people griping about newborn parents griping, no, not newborn parents, new parents
That's creepy.
griping about how hard it is to raise babies. Now there
Well,
was some
yeah.
really
I
funny
mean, that's
moments in it, but
it's yeah, it's more it's not the original premise by any
right.
stretch. It's just kind of more the people that are in it. Maya Rudolph's
Yeah,
hilarious.
she was the definitely the bright spot
Yeah.
in the thing.
She's kind of a Oprah-ish
Yeah.
type of crazy lady.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
But again, it's another one of those shows. It's kind of like a Modern Family or one of those where so it's kind of shot in that drama style. It's not shot in a
Yeah.
sitcom style.
Yeah,
It's shot in like a drama
there's not a
style.
three camera set. I mean, there might actually be a three camera setup,
Yeah.
but they move the camera around a lot. It's shot more like a movie
Yeah,
than a
and
sitcom.
but it's another show about these people with problems that also have like a shit ton of money.
Oh yeah. That was what thing I was going to bring up. So he decided to stay home, and he's like a huge lawyer,
Yeah.
and he keeps bringing it up almost like he's got to brag about it. I wonder if that was even like in the script, but like, what's the actor's name who plays him? Funny guy, married to Amy Poehler,
Yeah, fuck, I'm totally
Will
blanking on
Arnett.
it. Yeah.
And it's almost like Will Arnett's like, okay, I understand he's a stay-at-home dad, but he should do something cool. How about if he's a lawyer? Because it's almost like he was bragging about it when he brought it up. I was a corporate lawyer,
Yeah.
but now I'm staying home.
I only have a shit ton of money,
Yeah.
so I'll stay home and play Xbox
Yeah.
all day.
And but no, but it was still funny. And she's some sort of hoity-toity producer on an Oprah-esque
Yeah,
show.
something. I don't know what she does. She's like assistant something,
Yeah,
something,
I think
whatever.
she's a producer, and she
And
makes
did
everything happen.
okay, now did you watch was it Free Agents? It was
No,
on
we have it
after it.
recorded, but I haven't watched
Okay.
it.
That one was okay. It wasn't
I'm not really interested in it.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll end up watching it like regularly, but it wasn't as much of a comedy. I mean, it was had some funny stuff in it, but it was more not it's not like
Hank
a I don't
Azaria,
know.
right?
Yeah.
See, you're a huge Hank Azaria fan, and I like Hank Azaria when he
I don't
surprises me.
know if I would say I was a huge Hank
Oh,
Azaria
I thought
fan.
you was. I just.
Other than the Godzilla movie and The Simpsons, I don't know what else he's even done.
Well, that's true. But I just, for some reason, thought you were a huge Hank Azaria fan. I thought we talked about this once in another podcast. But,
Don't think so.
I like it when he comes on, you're like, oh, Hank Azaria's in this movie. And he happened to be really funny. I like when it's a surprise.
But
I
that's the
don't
thing,
like
like,
him as like the star.
yeah, he's the star and he's more the straight man. Like he's not
Right.
really funny in
And that
it.
chick, I don't like her lips.
I don't know who she is.
She
I've
was
not
on
seen her in
something that my wife
anything.
watched, like Ally McBeal or something
But
like
she's
that.
okay, but it's I think we have talked about something like this before is this is a show that's about people that are our age and I have
That are
no
way
interest in
more
watching
successful
have
than
no
us.
interest in watching them do anything.
Yeah.
I guess maybe they're a bit older. I don't know. Like he's divorced with
Yeah.
kids and blah 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 and
Both of
she
them successful.
yeah, well, they're both just PR reps. Like they're not like anything like super like for some reason I thought they it looked like they worked on like a TV show together or
I thought they
something
were
from
lawyers or
the
something.
yeah from the commercials don't really they're just PR reps at this PR firm.
No. Which
Now
everybody knows PR
Anthony
reps.
Head's in it and he was
Who's
hilarious.
Anthony Head?
He was Giles on Buffy. He plays
Oh,
like the head
Giles.
guy, the boss guy, but he's
Kind of
he
eccentric.
reminds me yeah, he reminds me a little bit of Malcolm McDowell's character on
Now we're sure it's Malcolm
yeah,
McDowell.
Terrence Stamp. No way. Malcolm McDowell reminds me a little bit of his character, just sort of that eccentric boss kind
Okay.
of guy.
Oh, from Turner and Hooch. What was the name of the that eccentric show? Franklin and Bash. That
Yeah.
eccentric boss. A little
Yeah.
bit like that.
Yeah. Turn Hooch starring Terrence
Two
Stamp.
corporate lawyers who happen to be dogs. One happens to be a dog. The other one happens to be Gary
Oh,
Coleman with Terrence Stamp.
that's too soon. That's not nice.
Fuck Gary Coleman.
So he had most of the funny parts in it.
That's
I don't
cool.
know.
It's nice seeing him do something else.
Yeah. And so yeah, she was engaged and then her fiance died and she hasn't got over that. So basically like they whine about shit and then they end up sleeping together a lot.
I think that they CG her mouth. I think that her mouth is so horrible that they have to CG it because it
Like she
is.
doesn't have a mouth?
Yeah, it could be that she's like a spirit or something, or either it's not CG'd because it. I think 99. I'm 99% sure it's CG'd, but
Seems like
that 1% that I'm not sure about, it could be two worms that she is trained to act like a mouth on her face
that seems like a
because.
lot of trouble to go
Well, she
through.
wants to be an actress,
It'd be
so.
cheaper to hire an actress that had a mouth than
But
to
I
hire an
just
actress
really,
that doesn't have a mouth and CG in a
it's like
mouth.
her mouth swallowed the lower half of her face or something, and her lower half of her face is struggling to get out of it. I'm not sure what it is, but
Man, you hate this chick.
I just don't like that mouth. It's weird.
Oh my goodness, you haven't even watched the show.
She used to be on something that my wife watched, and all I could do was look at her mouth and be like, I wouldn't put my dick in
You liar.
that. Okay, I totally would, but.
I didn't notice, but now I don't want to watch that show anymore
The
because I'm kind of creeped out.
Emmys are tonight. We're recording our show on the primetime Emmys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so we don't have to worry about losing any listeners
Okay.
because of the primetime
Well, by the time you hear this, they'll be over.
Well, that's my
So
point.
tomorrow's the roast of Charlie Sheen. I might
Oh
check
yeah, I
that
might
out.
check that out too. That's
Yeah.
the commercials look. At first, I was like, "Oh, I'm not gonna watch that." When they were like, it was announced or it was leaked out on the internet, Charlie Sheen's being roasted. I was like, "Oh, that's crazy. I'm not gonna watch that." Then the commercials started leaking, little teasers, and I was like, "Ugh." And then the big commercials started leaking. I'm like, "Okay, that could be funny."
Those are usually pretty funny.
Yeah, they're pretty funny, and he's
But
crazy. So
yeah, there'll be a lot of crazy jokes.
supposedly he's clean now, but which would be cool if he was. So that's it. We're gonna immediately start talking about our new stuff.
What's going on, Scott?
Well, let's do a list. We always have some lists in our new stuff. Hope I can get this. Six companies that are clearly catering to supervillains. So these are real companies who, if you just look at what they do, sounds like something that a supervillain would need, like,
Like,
an industry.
Death Trap Incorporated.
Yeah. Well, the number six is there are companies that sell sexy female bodyguards. So it'd be like Lex Luthor exclusively hires from this company.
They sell them? That
Well,
sounds
not if
illegal.
it's overseas. Gaddafi's got one. Obviously, if you're going to get into the supervillain game, you need a team of highly trained bodyguards slash ninjas all around you at all times. They'll provide the last line of defense at that climactic fight scene, after all. The problem is, real bodyguards, however, they tend to look like this. And it's like a picture of Tyler Perry in a chauffeur's outfit holding a teeny tiny gun. But instead, at the Athena Academy, they teach hot chicks in sunglasses to be your bodyguard. Close protection operatives. In other words, whores. They're whores.
So they hire hot chicks, train to be bodyguards, and then pimp them out.
Muammar Gaddafi has one or has several. And they are kind of good looking too. Muammar Gaddafi has been known to travel with an entourage of female bodyguards before his current difficulties. So how about number five?
I guess if you were rich and stuff, you'd want like people to see hot chicks with you. Do you think they like dress like bodyguards, or do you think they
These
like?
did behind Gaddafi. They had like red berets, and
But
I
like
think
you
others
see
they
those
would
rich
look.
people walk around with like two hot chicks with them,
Most likely bodyguards.
and then you think, ah, oh, those bodyguards.
You no longer think, oh, that dude's got two hot chicks with him.
That's totally. I'm gonna stop attacking those dudes now.
Those two hot those two that those dudes have two hot chicks with them who could kick my ass. I'm totally into
Even if they
that.
weren't bodyguards, there's a
That's
pretty good
true.
chance they could kick my ass.
Now this one, number five, is pretty obvious. There's the title of it is "There's an Open Market for Doomsday Weapons." I mean, I think we've all heard about nukes and missiles and stingers and all sorts of weapons coming out of former Soviet countries and even America.
But is there just a company that makes doomsday weapons?
Let's see. Yeah, MIC and Associates. And they have some pretty cool shit, man. That's a neat looking helicopter. I don't know what kind of helicopter that is, but it's painted black and gold. And they have a lot of camo stuff. And drones. They have drones. Oh, and there's a company called European Security and Defense. So that's kind of scary.
Is it?
Number four, you can custom order custom, or you can custom order custom. You can order custom underground command centers, bunkers,
Dude,
which,
that's what I want.
yeah, bunkers have been big in the past 10 or 15 years as far as news because, well, we took out Saddam and, you know, they talked about his many elaborate bunkers all over the country.
Those
And
were just caves.
Gaddafi has bunkers too.
We should have those guys to build us a new pod cave.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. A pod bunker.
Yeah.
I knew a guy named Todd Bunker.
He should start a bunker company. Todd Bunkers, Pod Bunkers.
Todd Bunkers, pod bunkers, completely bunker proof or bu bunker buster proof.
Does it say how much a bunker is?
Let's see.
Because I would totally dig having a
Well, you could
bunker.
build your own. 90 million. You got a spare 90 million laying around?
Don't have a non-spare 90 million.
But I was going to say that in recent news, Gaddafi's bunkers are the one that's have been raided. You know, obviously, because they got stuff going on in Libya. But they found like all that weird, like gay porn and shit in there. But like the weirdest thing that they found was this like photo album. Like you would have your family photos in, you know, like your mom with the paper that peels up, the
Yeah.
cellophane, and you stick it in, you stick the whole big old book full of pictures of Condoleezza Rice.
What?
Yeah, just not even like naked pictures, just pictures like
Like
cut out of
just a big
magazines and stuff.
scrapbook?
He liked to stroke it to Condoleezza Rice.
That's kind of weird. Why would you need a whole book, though?
I have no
Just
idea. Well,
gonna get like
he
one
different
good picture?
outfits, man.
I think it's not. We'll take the blue one.
Exactly. You could buy your very own private island. Now, you know, I've always heard about that. That'd be awesome to have your own private island.
Would it really?
I
I bet
think
it's a
so.
lot more work to own an island than people think.
And you can buy your own personal army. That's number two.
Yeah, mercenaries.
Yeah, mercenaries. Companies like Blackwater, which are a lot of these companies are based in the United States. And number one is there is a lawyer who specializes in defending supervillains. Okay, let's
Because,
see.
okay, to specialize in defending supervillains, first, people would have to admit that they're supervillains.
Well, they're taking some liberties,
Yeah.
obviously. They have a name here. Jacques Vergès is apparently deeply fascinated by what most people would call evil, but he refers to as fuck yeah. He is 86 at the moment, granted, but seems to just up his ante with age. Recently, he is pretty much the only man in existence who wanted anything to do with defending Saddam. So he actually volunteered to defend Saddam Hussein.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, and there's a picture of him.
Yeah, I can
And
totally see
there's a
that.
picture of a bug-eyed Asian man on here too. I'm not sure why, but
That's one of those dudes that totally loves attention.
yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I just tell by looking at him.
Gloria Aldridge is another one of them lawyer chicks that will take up any case, no matter what. And she's gotten some fame off of it. And she just
Well, yeah, any
keeps
case as long as she's going to get her name in the papers.
right. As long as it's going to be a fame whore case, that's for sure.
Okay, wait a minute. I want to go back to the pod bunker. To
Okay.
the bunkers. All
All
right.
right.
So, if we're going to have a bunker built, what all can you have in a bunker? Actually, how big can you make it before it's no longer a bunker?
Before it's just like a complex, like an underground complex.
Yeah. How big do you think a bunker is?
According to that schematic, it was like 20 rooms or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And they still called it a bunker. I mean, they weren't like 300 by 300 square foot
Yeah.
rooms, but
So we could have one room, we could have like a central room with all the recording stuff in it.
all right.
And then we could have like a room off to the side.
For
We could,
broadcasting, we have to get our shit out there somehow. The
oh,
internet stuff and
like a radio?
no, I mean, I'm talking about like a computer network.
Okay, yeah, like a big like computer banks
Yeah.
and like monitors
Right.
and you know, a big
Porn.
LAN basically, a giant LAN party in there. And then we have another room with like a huge TV, with like Xboxes and
Right.
PlayStations,
Right.
and then a bathroom.
Room full of our deadly trained female assassin bodyguards.
Yeah,
A whole room.
barracks. It'd be
Are we
barracks.
gonna call it barracks or harem?
Soldiers sleep in barracks.
I'm fucking the shit out of my soldiers.
I don't know if that's included.
It's damn Scipio will be included.
'Cause, well, I guess it depends on what they meant by the buying or selling them part.
You gotta have a pool.
A pool?
Yeah, for the fucking of your soldiers.
How about just like a hot tub?
No, you need to exercise too.
Yeah, but
You need a pool.
pool, that's,
You
I
can
don't
drink the
know.
water if all else
Ew,
fails.
that's gross. That's like a whole extra room.
You need a room for your automobiles.
In your underground bunker?
Yeah, so that they don't get hurt from the bombings, obviously.
Wait, who's bombing us?
If you have a bunker, you're obviously being bombed.
Not necessarily.
So
I
why
was
don't we just
thinking,
have a building?
because it's more secret if it's a bunker.
Bombs.
I don't think it was going to be bombing us, but I think, we could build it like under this abandoned building, and then we could go in, and then there'd be
Freight
like a
elevator.
elevator that's all tore up, but then you actually go inside and it goes down into the bunker.
You're weird.
What?
Why would you
I
want an
always wanted a
elevator?
secret layer.
Yeah, hell yeah, secret layers are cool. You gotta have like something cool in your bunker. It can't
I
be all
wasn't really
like
planning on living in there, so.
bunker-esque. Why would you have a bunker if you're not planning on living in there? Then it's a vault with just
No,
your stuff in it.
it's just like a secret layer. Batman doesn't live in the Batcave.
90% of the time.
He doesn't have like a kitchen in
I bet
the
he
Batcave.
does.
No, he doesn't.
Somewhere.
Because all the time Alfred is bringing food down from the mansion.
Right,
Oh, speaking, okay, that's something I did this week, even though we've already gone
you
on the
brought food
news.
down from the mansion?
No, my brother let me borrow Batman Arkham Asylum,
Oh
and
yeah.
I totally played it in a week.
Yeah, it's not a hard game.
Yeah, it was fun though. It was
It
really
was all
fun,
right.
and the story was
The
cool.
story's really good. The
Yeah.
story's what keeps it going. The gameplay is just like hit this button now type of deal.
What are you talking about?
Is Arkham Asylum's Arkham City is the new one that's coming out,
Yeah.
right? Arkham Asylum's the first one.
Yeah.
Now, when I've play, I have it at home, and when I play it, and I only played about halfway through, but it's like you get into position, and then a guy walks underneath you, and it says, "Do this now. Hit A and B." Drops down, and you
Oh,
snatch
yeah,
him
for
up.
that stuff, but that's not the entire game.
There's not a whole lot of like free roaming do stuff. It's you got to get into certain positions to trigger the next.
Well, it depends on what you're
There is
talking about the
no free
parts.
roaming capabilities in it.
Yeah, you can go like almost
Well, yeah, you can
anywhere.
explore any room in there, but you got to go do a certain thing before it triggers the next story
Well,
part.
yeah, if you want to play through the story, yeah.
Right.
Any game is like that, really, though.
No, there's free roaming games where you can just do whatever the hell you want.
But to play through the story, you have to do the things in order.
Right, but there's
Like
only
even
the
like,
story option.
oh well, yeah, it's not like Elder Scrolls or anything.
Yeah.
It's just like any other game. But I don't
It's
know. I thought the combat system was cool.
meh. Button mashing, which I'm an expert
Yeah.
at.
Well, no. If you can actually, if you want to build your combo up, you can. You have to actually kind of time it. But I don't know. I like that there was a mix of the stealth stuff, kind of like Metal Gear Solid. And then there was
It reminded
some
me
of
a
the
lot of Metal
cool,
Gear
yeah,
Solid.
it's definitely that genre of game, but I don't know, the gadgets and stuff were really cool,
Yeah.
and I like the whole Riddler aspect to it. Let's try to figure out all his
Yeah.
riddles and clues and stuff. I only got like maybe 2/3 of them though.
I walked around the whole time in detective mode. Is that cheating?
I've heard that from a lot of people that there's really no reason not to
Not
walk
to, because it's
around.
not like it wears down or ever goes away or.
So. I made a conscious effort not to walk around in detective mode just because I've heard from people saying that it seems way easy because you just walk around in detective mode the entire time.
If I had a
So,
detective mode, I'd walk around in it all the
yeah.
time.
I heard they're trying to make some sort of change to that for the new one where either A, you don't have to use detective mode all the
Or it
time,
only
or
comes on at certain times.
yeah. So,
All right, well, let's talk about this. Five things stuck in very sensitive places.
okay.
So apparently, a 6-inch eel swam up a dude's dick recently.
That dude must have a big dick.
Yeah, a 56-year-old man, anxious to look fish-eaten and vibrant, hopped into a pool full of relatively tiny eels. Why they did? Oh, this is one of those Spalthings. Have you seen them where they stick your feet in water and little fishies eat all the dead skin off your feet?
Yeah, they don't
Well,
stick your dick in there.
apparently there's a spa treatment where you can do that and the eels eat all the dead skin off your body.
Wouldn't you have like underwear on or
I
something?
don't know. Apparently he was naked. He said, except one jackass eel didn't want to eat the guy's dead ass skin. The eel wanted to feast on terror. And the quickest way to scare the greatest number of people is to ensure that you're the heart of a story about a man who is a six who had a 6-inch eel swim up his urethra, just right up
Dang,
it.
that is
And they have a
weird.
picture of the eel. It's not pretty.
Oh my
It's
God.
as big as the forceps. They used to get it out.
That makes
Ugh.
me kind of want to throw up a little bit.
Crack apparently is one guy had. Oh, okay. So this is all stuff that's been stuck up penises. It's not just
All of it?
yeah, I read the title of this article wrong. It's not places. It's in a very sensitive place. Back of a Volkswagen.
I don't want to hear about
A
stuff.
fish.
Yeah, I've heard of that thing.
Well, this is a 14-year-old boy who was cleaning his aquarium. In the middle of the cleaning, he had to go to the bathroom to pee. Those two sentences are 100% plausible. However, whilst cleaning the aquarium, the boy opted to just hold the fish in his hand. And when he went to pee, he kept the fish in his hand. And when the and then whilst peeing, oh my God, the fish made a break for it and ran into his penis. That doesn't seem real.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
They said, now keep in mind, they really did find a fish in the kid's bladder. Can the fish swim all the way up to the bladder?
I guess if it's tiny enough to get up your dick.
And crack. Crack was apparently found in a hobo's penis.
Did he just do so much crack that he was just completely full of crack?
Is what it says. You know how sometimes when you have a delicious rock of crack and then you're worried about someone taking your crack, like maybe the police, so you're like, oh man, I need to hide my crack. And so you look for a place to put your crack, but you know they'll check your shoes in your pockets and you've already have gum in your mouth. And if you put it in your butt, it'll smell weird when you smoke it later. So then you decide to hide the crack in your penis. Yeah. With a picture of Dave Chappelle.
Dude, you have got to like crack way too much to do that. Even think of that.
The reason why I saved this story was because I went to school with a kid, and I hope he's listening to this. I'm not going to name his name, but I went to school with a kid in the second grade who took his Clash of the Titan action figure sword in front of me in the bathroom and stuck it in his pee hole and had to go to the hospital.
Ow.
Yeah.
Wait. Back up.
You know the urinal thing where everybody pees
Okay.
and we're all standing
So
around
that was a
peeing?
school bathroom.
Yeah.
You weren't just hanging out in the
No.
bathroom with this
No,
kid at
this was
home.
at school, and he screamed in pain at school, and I had to go get a teacher, not a peacher, a teacher, and I had to tell them that he stuck a sword up his pee
Now, is that what
pee.
really happened?
Yes, that is what
Or did
really
you and this
happened.
kid get in a fight? You stashed him
No,
in the dick with a
I did not
sword.
stab the kid in his pee hole with the tiny Clash of the Titan sword, so I hope he's listening.
Tiny sword is just a knife.
It was a tiny plastic sword.
Or a big plastic knife.
GameStop is launching its own game tablet. Gaming tablet.
Gaming tablet?
Yeah, like the
Like
iPads
an
and shit, but
iPad?
just made for GameStop and made for gaming. So apparently I'm thinking it'll be like above other tablet specs as far as like
Yeah.
graphics cards and stuff.
But
It
it
said
won't be able to run. It's not going to run like.
no, I think it's going to be more like flash-based games, like games off of Facebook and like other like Angry Birds and different. They'll probably have game companies developing apps for it, that kind of deal. It's not going to run like Crysis 2 or anything like that,
Well, I mean, I was thinking more PC stuff, but
right?
even that, I don't think it was going to run on a tablet.
It's not going to, unless they're going to build some sort of like super thick Franken tablet or something. I don't know. So the tablet won't be a brand new creation, but rather an existing device that will become a GameStop certified gaming platform. It will be repackaged, sold with branding, and with several games pre-installed. So it says, the suggestion is that this system will run the type of games currently on full-blown consoles rather than just those specifically designed for portable gaming. So I was wrong about that when I was guessing. The company is currently designing a special controller rather than relying on a touchscreen, but hasn't said if it will be built into the casing of the device or will be plug-in peripheral. Or they could just do a wireless peripheral.
Yeah, or They could make it like a huge like PSP or something, like
Yeah.
a tablet, but then
Right. Something
some
on the
buttons on one
sides.
side and a
Right.
little couple of D-pads or
So
whatever.
there, it says it's going to start out at $150. So that's kind of cool. Oh, no, 150 to $650. So why are they even guessing at the price? It's like this thing could be a dollar to a
It's going to be
million.
anywhere from completely free to $1 million.
Yeah,
Somewhere in
exactly.
there.
It'll
I
be somewhere.
guarantee it. It's
It
somewhere in that
it's
range.
guaranteed. It is guaranteed. I like that 6-inch. Oh, I did save the news article about the Scarlett Johansson nude photos leaked,
Oh, really?
but we won't talk about that because then I'll have to put pictures on our Blogspot about it, and we're not
You
a.
wouldn't have to.
I would have to. It's
All
the
right, if you want
rule.
to see Scarlett Johansson naked, Google that shit.
Google that shit. Her phone was hacked this week, and apparently Mila Kunis, how do you say her name?
Yeah, Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis, her phone was hacked as well, but they didn't find any nude photos of her, just some of Justin Timberlake, apparently, honestly.
Not some of Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. Is that who she dating?
She did
Oh.
for a long time, but I think they're. Last time I talked to her, I think they were broken up.
You have such an interesting life.
I know.
Oh. Best headline ever. I'm going to read this to you. Gordon Ramsay sex dwarf eaten by badger.
Okay, let's break that down.
Let you process that
All
for a
right.
second.
So Gordon Ramsay is a
He's a
chef. I
chef,
know that.
popular in America and England.
Okay, sex dwarf
I'm
makes me
not sure
think
what that
of
is.
maybe like a midget
Okay, yeah, I'm
that
there.
likes sex,
Yeah.
or someone that likes sex just a little
To a
bit.
midget.
Yeah. I was thinking like maybe someone with a very low sex drive, like
Oh.
their sex drive is
Oh, their
dwarfed,
sex drive is
like a
dwarfed.
dwarf elephant.
And then the badger, I would think, is just a
Eaten
badger.
by a badger. That could be metaphorically. Like maybe eaten by a badger is like a saying in England. Like, go blimey, chaps.
Okay,
Me
so
mum was eaten by a badger.
apparently, though, you're wrong.
Oh, shit.
This is exactly what the ty this headline is exactly what it says is it, that is what it is. There is a Gordon Ramsay sex dwarf. He is a dwarf in the porno industry that looks just like Gordon Ramsay.
Okay, so it's not actually Gordon Ramsay.
No, he is a
It's.
dwarf in the sex industry who looks like Gordon Ramsay.
Then I think that the headline is misleading. It should be Gordon Ramsay-esque sex dwarf.
And apparently he was
And
eaten by a badger.
completely eaten, like, or bit by a
It says
badger.
eaten is what it says. He's dead. Let's see. Porn actor Percy Foster went missing. The police found his remains in a badger den. How the hell this happened is beyond me, but it's quite possibly the most legendary headline I've ever seen, is what this person has to say.
If I was Gordon Ramsay, I'd be kind of pissed. I guess it didn't say Gordon Ramsay's sex dwarf.
Yeah, it's not his sex drawer.
But couldn't it just be, and okay, I think it should have either been sex dwarf. Well, even sex dwarf sounds weird. And why is it so important he's a dwarf? Couldn't it just be actor eaten by badger? Or Gordon Ramsay lookalike, tiny Gordon Ramsay lookalike eaten by a badger. Just very
That's a
weird. Or
very good
how about
question.
human eaten by a badger? That's a horrible headline right there.
Well, that would have sold some papers,
With like
but
three exclamation points.
Gordon Ramsay sex dwarf is guaranteed to sell more than three papers.
Maybe. I don't know if I would have even read that. That just freaks me out.
So I will. I'm gonna post. I'm gonna. I'll post those pictures so everybody can see that he looks just like Gordon Ramsay. But we were just talking about Scarlett Johansson, and
We were.
I found another article. The 21 most important leaked celebrity nudes. So it's another
Most
list.
important.
That's what it's.
Really?
That's what the title is.
I
So
think this person that wrote this has completely
this
fooled
is from
themselves.
BuzzFeed, and they are kind of a comedy site, so they're probably not the most journalistic of people. But
All right. Now, is this in
Kershawn, is that
what
how you say
order is
her
this in?
name?
Is this from
She's
least important to most
must be
important?
from least important because this is 21.
Okay.
Carrie Sean, she sings that Gucci song. She was she
No.
just she's like super famous now. She put a YouTube video of her rapping. She's a little white rapper chick, and I hate to
Spell
admit
it.
it, huh?
Spell her name.
Kreay Shawn.
I
It's all
still
one
don't
word.
know. Still have no idea what you're talking
Krayshawn.
about.
But I hate to admit it, but I like her freaking rap songs. I've heard two or three of them, and I really like them. And I don't want to at all because it's one of these stupid things where she's rapping about being cute and white and middle life,
Yeah.
not being poor. And but she apparently has some leaked photos of her teeny tiny little boobs with a banana, apparently a giant stuffed banana.
What?
Amber Rose is number 20.
Don't know who
She
that is
dated
either.
Kanye West for a while. She's a kind of an alt model, not like an alt model as in like God Girls and Suicide Girls. An alt model as in like she's not stick thin and tall. She's unusual.
Okay.
She's a big booty and she shaves her head and that kind of deal. But she has a photo here, her finger in her little twat, probably for Kanye. Ron Artest.
No, skip it. I don't know who that is either.
He is a basketball player
Man.
who has recently changed his name to something like purple world peace lover or something like that. He has changed his name to, oh, he's the guy who started the huge brawl in the NBA a few years back. I don't know if you remember. He jumped into the stands and was beating some fans' ass
Is that
because
why
he
he
threw a
changed his
beer on him.
name?
Well, but he went to psych. He went and got help and all that stuff. But there's a big picture of his junk.
That wasn't that big.
Trina, rapper Trina. Is it the
Nope.
rapper? I don't know. This rapper, I don't know.
Man, I apparently don't know the important celebrities of our
But
day.
she was hacked by someone. I'm sure she was impacted by someone too. Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Now, she's at 17. She has had dozens and dozens of pictures of hers leaked.
I mean,
Yeah,
leaked, quote
in air
unquote.
quotes. Ashley Green. This chick's hot. She played in the Twilight movies. She was one of the vampires in the family.
Never saw it.
She's a good-looking chick though, and she has some nice boobies. Blake Lively, Green Lantern.
Didn't see that.
She
I
and
know who she
Gossip
is, though,
Girls.
yeah.
She has released or had some photos released, and they were pretty good too. Chris Brown, the singer, had his wang out there for a little bit. And number 13, Peter Wentz from Fall Out Boy. Ooh, Hayley Williams from Paramore.
Isn't she like 12?
I don't know, but she no, she's like one of those chicks. She's like a Victoria or a Veronica Mars, Kristen Bell. She looks 17, but she's literally like 32, and but she's freaking hot. And she accidentally tweeted this last year.
What?
Yeah, she said she
It's I can't
accidentally.
hardly figure out how to tweet on purpose. How do you accidentally tweet a picture of yourself?
Jessica Alba, she
Really?
sent naked pictures of herself to her husband, and then somehow it got hacked. But they didn't have they're pretty good though too. And she was pregnant, so it was like kind of artsy. She had like half of her pregnant belly and half of her boob, so it was like under boob and under nipple. Adrian Bailon at 10. I don't know who that is. Cheetah Girl, Adrian Bailon. Who's Cheetah Girl?
Isn't Cheetah Girls like a Disney
Disney
movie?
thing.
I don't
This
know.
was way back in 2008, and they're saying that her pics were among the first truly important cell phone pics leaked to the internet. She claims they were stolen from her laptop, which I don't know. I guess that is one possible interpretation of events. So apparently she's Disney girl, not being very good. Kesha.
I know who
And she has
that
cum on her, apparently, because there's
is. It could be just glitter from
There's a
her
white
face.
substance and there's an arrow and someone has written the word cum.
Oh.
Oh, and from somebody named DJ Stolen. So she was dating a DJ, I remember, and Kat Dennings.
Oh, yeah, I know who
That chick's
that
hot. She was
is.
in Nick and Nora's
She's in
Infinite.
Thor.
Yeah, Nora. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Nick and Thor's Infinite Playlist.
I said Nick and Nora. Is that what it's called? Or is it just
Yeah,
in
but she was
Infinite
in. I said she
Playlist?
was in Thor,
Oh.
and then you said Nick and Thor's Infinite Playlist.
But she's hot and has some giant boobies. Kanye West with his teeny tiny pecker. I saw a great Photoshop picture someone did of Kanye West. You remember when he jumped up on stage and was like
Yeah.
interrupting everybody, and everybody was making jokes about how he's a big dick and all that stuff? But it's not really jokes; they're just stating a fact.
Yeah. Did
But
you hear that
and
one about how that dude's a jerk?
yeah, and I made that Photoshop thing where it was like a joke, and it was I can't even remember what it was now. But someone else did a Photoshop thing, and I might not even be Photoshopped; it may be real. But it was a picture of Kanye all by himself, and it was signed to Kanye, my favorite fan. Kanye. I thought that was pretty clever. If he did it himself as a joke, that's pretty funny. Rihanna.
Yeah, who that is.
She's hot.
These are all more singers and stuff, though.
Well, they didn't say it. It said most important celebrity
Oh,
nudes.
is
It didn't
that
say
you're still a
actresses or
celebrity if you're a singer?
and Brett Favre and his teeny tiny little junk. And there's no naked pictures of Miley Cyrus, but she's at number four. There's a couple of pictures of her being kind of stupid, like making
Yeah,
out with a
she's being like a
chick.
dumb kid.
Yeah, and showing her belly and different things, but so she shouldn't even be on the list. And Renee Olstad, I don't know who that is. And doesn't even say who she's from, but Renee Olstad. I don't know.
Apparently, she's third most important person in the world.
Oh, she's on Gossip Girl or Secret Life of American Teenager. I remember when this broke. There was literally like 60 pictures that came out with her
She
fingering
pregnant?
herself. Just not even like, oh, I'm kind of naked. Don't take my picture. Snap. That kind of deal. Like her boyfriend doing it. This was full on Penthouse Stroker magazine pictures. Look at my piercings, all that kind of thing.
Blah.
Anthony Weiner. I mean,
What?
Anthony Weiner was a congressman for New York.
Oh
And
yeah, I remember hearing about
he has the name, last name of Wiener,
that. Yep, and
and he
so
was tweeting pictures of his Wiener. Couldn't you not see this coming? I mean, well, hopefully you don't see it coming unless you're his wife. But
be worse if his name was Dick Wiener.
and of course the number one, which is why we were found this article and why we were talking about it, is Scarlett Johansson. She is very nice. Those are very good pictures. And she's sending them to her old man boyfriend balls, Sean Penn. They're like 50 years apart. She's dating Sean Penn.
Way to go, Sean Penn.
Oh, fuck Sean Penn.
I thought she was dating Ryan Reynolds.
She was. And they were married and got divorced and now she's dating Sean Penn.
Man, Sean Penn must be badass.
He must have a bigger junk than Anthony Weiner. Best cyborgs of all time. You got any guesses?
Cyborgs of all time. You have Cyborg from the Teen Titans,
Okay.
RoboCop,
Okay.
Cyborg.
Your nerd
Would
cred is
you
slowly
count
creeping down.
Bishop? He's more of an android though.
Yeah,
He's
he
not
was a
really a
total android.
cyborg. There's the Reavers from X-Men.
All right,
I'm
we'll
pretty
just.
much spent. That's it.
Number 11, Brett Wallace
None of this.
from Final Fantasy.
Which
The
one?
Final Fantasy games has always set up an atmosphere as well of fantasy. Sure, there were some of the brief moments. Final Fantasy, what is that? 8, 7, or is that
Spell it
11?
out.
VII,
Seven.
7. I couldn't remember if it was before or after the V that was important. So he's from 7.
I've played that. I don't remember that
He's a
character at
big black
all.
guy with a cyborg arm.
Oh, yeah.
Gatling guns.
Well, no, I still don't remember that guy. I
Oh.
didn't really care for seven or eight because yeah, they weren't very fantasy.
RoboCop is number 10, so you got that
Awesome.
one.
The dude from Mortal Kombat. What the hell's his name?
Not Balrog, right?
No, not Balrog.
There,
That's
there's somebody in a video game named
the
Balrog.
guy from Street Fighter.
Oh,
That's not a
okay.
cyborg.
But he's black, and that other cyborg was black, so he's taking a shot.
Yeah.
Is that racist?
I don't know. I think you're just playing the odds. Jax.
Jax.
Yeah, he had cyborg arms.
Deathlock from Marvel is number 9.
Deathlock. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he's famous, but 7 of 9. Ooh, I'd like to see some
She's not a
leaked photos
cyborg.
of.
She's just a Borg.
She's a total cyborg. Kano, you speaking of Mortal Kombat, right?
Oh, yeah. That kind of depends on which game you're playing, though, because sometimes, yeah, they say his eye thing is an
And he's
actual.
got a chest thing too, doesn't he? Like his heart or something?
I don't think so.
Oh, Ash. Ash Williams.
Yeah,
He's
he's got a
got a
chainsaw hand.
robot arm. Well, and
Oh, and
his
then yeah, in Evil, and then in Army of Darkness, he made a gauntlet.
number five is Rom, another Marvel
Space Knight?
superhero, but I don't know if he's
Is he a
cyborg. I don't
cyborg?
know
I
anything
don't know
about
what he
Rom.
is. I thought
I
he was
would
an
randomly
alien.
pick up that comic book, but it was so weird and trippy that I just definitely done by stoners back in the day.
Space Knight.
Yeah. I did pick up the Marvel reboot of that, or where it wasn't necessarily a reboot, but it was like a continuation, and it was they had he had established a planet, and then there was like it was several centuries after him, and he was like the one that they like not prayed to, but like he was the king of kings or whatever, and they turned into this Arthurian society, like England in space, and
Space England.
yeah, Space England. And it wasn't half bad. It had really cool art and really cool space armor, and they all had swords and junk. But
Like the future England from Doctor Who. It
yeah, kind of like
lives on a turtle.
that. Trapjaw.
Oh, Trapjaw.
That's a good one. I wouldn't
Oh,
have thought of that
I
one.
totally should have thought of that.
Gray Fox, which is from Metal Gear Solid.
I didn't know he was a cyborg.
Adam, at number two
Oh, from
from
Buffy.
Buffy. That's a good one.
Was he a cyborg?
Well,
Wasn't
he
he?
was built together. He's more like
Yeah, he
Frankenstein,
was
but he had
kind
machine parts. He had like
of.
a
Did he? I
he had a
can't
robot
remember.
face and a robot arm. He had a hard drive right in his chest.
It's been so long since I've seen that
And of
series.
course, number one is Darth Vader.
Yeah, totally should have got that one
Yeah.
too. I failed that test. What'd I get? One?
Yeah, I think you just got one.
Yeah, dang it.
Oh, I want to talk about this. I totally forgot about this. This is going to get me to exercise, and it's totally awesome. And you have an iPhone, so you can get it right now. I have to wait until 2012
Is it out yet?
to get it. I don't. I think so. It's an app, and it's called
Yeah.
Zombies Run. And it's not like you're telling zombies to run. Someone is
Run,
saying,
zombies, run!
someone is telling you, zombies, comma, run, right?
Yeah. Like, zombies, run away
Run!
from them!
But
The other way!
it's a running game and audio adventure for Android, coming soon to Android in 2012. And I think it's already available
Well, because
for.
the Kickstarter page is not done yet. The date's still in the future.
I don't know what Kickstarter is.
Isn't that what you're on right there?
Yes, I just found the article. I
Oh,
don't
you
know
don't know
what
what? Okay, so this
Kickstarter
is
is.
not an article. Okay, what Kickstarter is? Oh, let me tell you about Kickstarter, because I think it's awesome. All right, Kickstarter is where
I'm about to get learned.
Yeah, man, you get your learn on. Kickstarter is a website where people that have ideas can go and post what their ideas are, and then there are different like
Like,
levels of support.
example,
Board
like,
games,
no.
computer games.
Example, Sasquatch reverse engineering. I mean, if we could get investors to try to prove this happened.
It's usually more for products.
Okay, so it's not like you can't get for an idea or for like a prove a theory or something like that.
I mean, I guess you could try it. I don't really know what their
We should
guidelines
totally
are for
try
submission,
it.
but so like, because I heard about this because there are a lot of independent board game companies that are
Oh,
putting out, here's our prototype for a
that's a good
game.
idea.
And so what it is there's different levels of sponsorship, and then
You should totally do that.
they raise money. I don't really have a product.
You could totally come up with a game
I mean,
to put
yeah,
out
I
there.
don't know, but they raise money that way. And normally what it is normally there's like a tier one, so it's like $5 to $10 or
Right.
whatever. And it's just, hey, we'll put your name on the back of the book or
Well,
something.
speaking of that, I see that on this article I'm talking about, there's a thing here and it says backers. There's 1,924 backers, and they have raised 40,936 dollars, and their goal was just
Yeah,
$12,500.
that's even more than when I last
21
checked
days to
it.
go.
Okay, yeah. So, and I'm seriously, I haven't actually backed anything yet, just because I haven't saw anything really that caught my eye as like,
Right.
oh, I really want to be a part of that. But
Do you
I
get
really want
anything
to.
for backing, or is it just bragging rights? Like,
It kind of depends on what the product is,
and
but
how
they have
much?
like a lot of different levels. If you back them at the $20 level, then you get the game when it comes out.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's how a lot of places do it. It's like anyone that donates this much when the game comes out,
That's
then we'll
pretty
send
cool.
you one.
I
So
like
you're kind
that.
of pre-ordering
Right.
almost, just for something that's not actually out yet.
Right.
But they have some cool stuff. I I don't know if I'll really do it, but I really want to do the $40 level because you get the game and then you also get a t-shirt, which is the you get an actual
So
real
you already
t-shirt.
know about this zombies run
Yeah,
thing?
I've checked it out
Oh.
based on your recommendation. You posted it like
Oh, I
last
must
week.
have. Oh, okay. I put it
But
on Facebook.
yeah, for $40 you get the game. You basically each level you get everything previously
Right.
and then whatever else. But you get the game and then you get the t-shirt, which is the shirt that the character in the game like wears or whatever. And I was
That's cool.
like, my first thought was, oh, I can order that and then I could get the shirt like one size smaller than what I currently wear. And then my goal would be,
Yeah, to get
lose a
into it.
little bit of weight so I could actually
Well,
wear the shirt.
let's talk about what it does so that people know why you would have a weird you would we have a weird goal because
Yeah.
and so that's an exercise app, but it's a game at the same time, and it's so genius and simple. It's like, why didn't someone think of this before? Why didn't I think of this? But what it is it's a running app, which we've all seen. Well, maybe we all haven't seen, but there are plenty of running apps out there that track your distance, tell you where you've gone, elevation, all this stuff, a GPS. But this game takes all that and then combines a story and game with it. So when you're getting ready to go run, or if you want to go run, you click lit and you listen to a little bit of a storyline, and then it tells you a mission, and it totally sounds like a dude talking to you from like military headphones or something. Is like, and they call on you in the video. They call the person Runner Five. Runner Five, please go to zone such and such. And I guess you've put in the stats beforehand. I want to run a mile today, and then it gives you an appropriate mission that's at mile length or whatever. And so you start running, and I guess it you put in the level of your exercise and your health, fitness, and all that. And at certain points, it will tell you different things. You have to go there and make a and pick up a food supply, and then come back and feed some hungry people. So you're coming from kind of a safe zone into the zombie infested zone to pick up supplies, and occasionally someone yells at you, "Zombies, run harder," or something like that, and then you run, and there's just these cool sound effects and story, and you don't ever get the full story. The story keeps progressing the more you run. So if you only run one time, you're not going to play the game. So it's totally made, or you're not going to play through the game. It's totally made to get you healthy and in shape, and kind of makes me want to run, and nothing ever makes me want to run, right?
Yeah. No, it sounds cool. Yeah, it sounds like from watching the video, it sounds like yeah, there's like that running game where basically as you run, you're hearing like the sound effects of I guess zombies chasing you and
Right.
stuff, and then yeah, you're getting your missions, but it sounds like there's like a sort of game that you do between your
Right.
running
Yeah,
'cause
if you go
like
a certain distance, you can gain certain points or certain gear that you might need, and then you can apply them to the game.
yeah, it says like you pick up like ammo crates and
Right.
medicine and food and stuff, and then you have to, I guess there's some sort of compound that you're,
Right.
from or whatever, and I guess you have to decide how to best distribute that stuff to like grow your compound
Right. So
or.
when you're done running and you're sitting there trying to catch your breath, you can be playing on your game, cooling off or whatever, and applying all these things, or you can wait and play it. So it sounds really cool. And I've seen plenty of exercise apps, and they haven't, inspired me to exercise, but this one might.
I really want to do it. I don't know. I think it
I
sounds
think that's a good
cool.
idea. Invest at the $40 level, get a smaller t-shirt, and then try to fit into it. Give yourself a certain amount of time to fit into it. I mean, I think that's a reasonable goal.
Just give me a goal to,
Yeah.
I have this cool shirt.
It's not like I want to lose 100 pounds in this
No.
year and I'm going to do it
I
and
don't
blah, blah,
want to lose. I don't need to lose 100
whatever,
pounds. I just
fatty.
need to lose, like.
Dude, we don't have that much room in the bunker.
That's why I'm talking about building a bigger bunker.
But that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, to just kind of go back to the Kickstarter thing, this program has like a lot of different levels, and there's some cool, like,
I'll
if you
read them.
scroll
I got them
down,
right here.
just look at some of the top tier ones. There's just some, there's
Well,
like,
let's just start one at the bottom. For a
okay.
pledge of $1, you get your name in the survivor's register in the game's credits. So it'll list you as a survivor. Let's do $85. Then and there's 72 people who have backed it at $85. Scout. Looks like someone flagged you for a roll of honor. Your donation means we'll name something in the game after you, like a park or a street or a dead guy. It's just like being president, but without the sex scandals. and you're even important enough to get a t-shirt and a poster plus the rest. So that's, let's keep moving at $350 or more, and this one's sold out. It says 19 backers. You'll be a runner and save the world. Name and create your own game character with our writers. With our writers, receive personalized dog tags, running swag, and all the awesome equipment listed above. It's like being 006 or 008. Without you, we'd all be eating stone soup before the end of the week. So it's kind of cool. You become a major part of the story. Oh man, it keeps going.
Yeah, there's some high
So the
ones.
highest one is 3,000, and they're that one sold out as well.
How many were there?
Five.
Damn.
Organize a charity race. We'll add zombies, regular training group, make them into zombies. How about a marathon themed wedding? Time for zombies. We'll create a custom mission that turns your run into a bespoke action-packed zombie infested spectacular,
So that's
plus
probably.
everything else that came with.
Yeah, so that's probably some sort of like organizations
Yeah.
that like, oh, we do this yearly run thing, and then they get
Well,
like
you
a
could organize
mission.
one too. I mean, it wouldn't be all
Yeah.
that much. But it looks really cool. We'll definitely post this on the blog spot so people can see it.
Yeah, I just gotta talk to my wife and let me spend $40 on an app that's probably gonna be, how much do you think it's gonna
Ten
be?
bucks.
Ten, I think that much?
Maybe. So in 21 days it'll be ready for the iPhone?
That's, well,
Because
no, I
it's
don't think so. I think in 21 days they'll
they'll
stop
have
taking the donations and then they'll have the money to start. I'm guessing they're already working on it though, because they've already raised way more
Yeah,
than,
way more than they
but
needed.
I don't know if it, I don't know how that works. I don't know. Do you have to wait till it's done before you actually get the money, or
I
I'm
have
not
no
sure
idea.
exactly how Kickstarter
It says,
works,
due
but.
to popular demand and many emails, we've decided we'll be creating an Android version for May of 2012, potentially earlier. So that'd be cool. Any pledges at $10 or above will receive the Android app.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be about $10, maybe,
Yeah.
or at least if you do $10 now, you'll guarantee to get it when it comes out. So even if it's more, you'll still get it. Yeah.
So, thank you for joining us this week. As always, you can find links to all the stuff we talk about, as well as other stuff we write on our blog at theagreeablebrainsblogspot.com.
If you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach us via email using theagreeablebrains@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Facebook. Like our page to get updates about the show, as well as extra stuff we don't have time to get to.
And if you guys don't think that the show sucks, please let us know by leaving a review on iTunes.
I need to say theagreeablebrains.blogspot.com because I just said theagreeablebrainsblogspot.com. It's .blogspot.com.
Yeah, don't forget that dot.
Hey, don't forget the dot, 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 dot.
Jeez. Dots.
Dots are very important.
More dots.
All
More
right, Chad,
dots.
thanks for having me over, bud.
All right, thank you for coming over.
See you later.
Laters. Funny. You can fart now if you want.
That's a little pressure.
Usually, if I'm putting a lot of pressure, it's not happening. All right, guys. I'm just gonna throw a little extra stuff here on the end. You may have noticed in a couple of spots we had some sort of interference while recording. They gave a kind of a crackle to the audio. We're, you know, it's still a work in progress. We're kind of learning as we go. I'm not sure what caused it. Tried to clean it up. There's a couple of things that were pretty bad, so I just kind of cut them. But I'm just going to throw them here on the end in case you really, really want to hear it. But fair warning, the audio does sound kind of like shit.
Well, let's talk about this one last thing real quick, and we don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but I thought it was kind of cool. Science fiction has turned into reality. Astronomers tell,
Again?
yeah, astronomers, astronomers,
Astronomers?
astronomers. That's a hard one.
Astrological?
That's a hard one for me to say. Astronomers. Damn it, I can't say it.
Phenomena.
People who work on space stuff.
Those.
Hail extraordinary discovery of Star Wars planet. with two sons.
Oh, I heard something about this vaguely, yeah.
In one of the most memorable images from Star Wars, Luke Skywalker gazing into the distance while walking on Tatooine, a planet with two sons. And more than three decades after the movie came out, in the real-life version has been discovered. A freezing cold planet named Kepler-16b, which is about the size of Saturn and 200 light-years away. American researchers using observations from the NASA Kepler spacecraft detected the distant planet, which is treated to a double sunset every evening. So, it's a cold planet that has two suns. Which means it's real far away from both those suns, right?
It's like Hoth.
Yeah, like Hoth. So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've seen so many articles about this, though, that you would think that they discovered Luke Skywalker on that planet.
I guess I didn't really realize that that was such a rare thing, because there are binary star systems
just
that I always guess, I just assumed they had planets around them. I don't know.
Oh, we got to talk about this, too. Yeah, keep closing articles and finding other articles.
No, that's fine.
Two men took Fran's corpse on Boys Night Out and used his ATM cards to buy drinks at strip club.
Weekend
at Bernie's in real life, which ended up not being as fun. But
might be illegal. What happened?
It was
to
illegal. They were totally arrested. They're mugshots. And they look like guys who would take their dead buddy to the strip club for one last hurrah. One of them looks really confused. Two men took their friend's corpse on a night out with them to a strip club so they could use his ATM cards to buy drinks, police claim. They didn't take him out like to celebrate. They just took him out because...
Do you need to have a dead person there to use an ATM card?
Maybe they're like, that's him over there. He's just so drunk that he said to use his card. I don't know. While keeping Mr. Jarrett's body in their car, they stopped at a Mexican restaurant in Denver, used his ATM card, and withdrew $400 at the strip club before finally reporting him dead. Good buddies.
Yeah, that's horrible friend. Dude, if you find me dead, at least... You know,
report me somewhere
before you take my debit card and go to the strip club.
Alrighty. So we should probably wrap this up.
Alright, man.